Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan, and I hope your Monday is off to a great start. Mine, not so much. Today is cold and drizzly, and I'm sick of it. I'm tired of being cold. I'm tired of being wet. I'm tired of wiping up my dog's muddy footprints every time he comes in. I told you before that I grew up in Florida, and I checked the weather forecast for my old hometown. Mid-80s and sunny. I felt so jealous. Even though we all knew last week's beautiful weather was temporary and that we'd be returning to late winter weather this week, it's like my brain decided, that's it, winter is done, no more. The first cool, drizzly day in the autumn is magical because it's a break from the heat. This time of year, it's miserable. The only thing keeping me going at the moment is my hot coffee. I hope I'm not bumming you out. I know I'm normally a lot more cheery than this, but I sat staring at my microphone for 10 minutes trying to get in the mood for happy fun, Dan, but it just isn't happening today. Have you ever had days like that? Days with big feelings? Maybe you were really looking forward to something and it doesn't end up happening. Like when a fun weekend activity gets canceled because you got sick. That can be disappointing. Maybe it's a day when the people around you are really bugging you, or a day when it feels like nothing is going your way. Why don't you take a few moments as a family and reflect on a time when you were experiencing big feelings that aren't so fun? What was going on, and how are you feeling? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Because we have a 2-year-old in our house, we watch plenty of Miss Rachel, so we frequently find ourselves humming her song, Big Feelings Are Okay. When I was that age, my television teacher was Mr. Rogers. He too has songs and poems about emotions, and one of them was called, What Do You Do With the Mad That You Feel? I think they're both onto something. It's totally natural to have big feelings. Everyone has times when they're mad, sad, scared, frustrated, or embarrassed. We don't need to pretend that we don't have them or try to stuff them away so no one can see them. What matters is not that we're happy all the time, but rather what we do when we have big feelings. I think we've all probably done things or said things when we were mad that we later wished we hadn't. I've had days where something little goes wrong in the morning and I feel frustrated, but then I notice I'm still frustrated at lunchtime. I've held on to that feeling and let it shape far more of my day than it should. Take today. It's okay that I'm not thrilled with the weather. I'm allowed to want it to be warm and sunny. But if my frustration over the weather leads me to be cranky with my family when it's definitely not their fault, I'm letting this big feeling lead me to do or say things I know I shouldn't. In What Do You Do With the Mad That You Feel?, Mr. Rogers offers some examples of things you can do to get your feelings out, like pound some clay or play a running game like tag. But the bigger point is that when we notice that we want to express our big feelings in a way that isn't helpful or that might affect other people negatively, we can choose to stop. Now, this isn't easy, and it takes practice. Lots of adults could be better at it too. But if we set our intentions to pay attention to our big feelings and remind ourselves of what safe and helpful options are, we're more likely to make a better choice. This week, our theme is being kind, and it may seem a little odd to begin by talking about all these kinds of big feelings. But oftentimes, it's when we're feeling these kinds of feelings that we most need to focus on being kind. Okay, let's close with a prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for our emotions. Feelings like love, joy, and excitement are some of the best moments in life. but even tough emotions can be helpful, showing us when we might need to move a little slower, breathe a little deeper, or ask for help. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Monday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.